Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Richard Reeves, talk show host, great political activist from here in Austin, Texas. Got five more minutes with him and Larry Pratt's coming up about 30. Then I'll jam in some phone calls. Phones aren't open yet, though, folks. I'm going to recap the top stories. I mean, I laid it out at the start of the broadcast. This is the most important time in our history that we're facing. And there's no doubt they're going to slam us into a total depression to try to break our will and basically domesticate us. And that's just the beginning of their end game. But, Richard, in the last 5 minutes we've got left, recap and go more into how you see them breaking our will with the things they're doing right now.
Well, the big thing they can do is just keep on raising our taxes any way possible. That's a big way they do it. And, of course, the media has been doing their job, and you've covered it so well about LeBron James and Lindsay Lohan and all this. So they just continue with their dumbing down at the education level and the public indoctrination centers, et cetera. I see them firing on all their weapons pretty much, except, hopefully not military weapons here, but you've got these environmental disasters. So the question is now, at what point will they stop? At what point will they back off? And that's where we've got no choice but to go in as some of those analogies you've made in the past where, like, we're flying with X-Wing fighters into the Death Star. We've got to go in, and we've got to fight them at every level that we can, politically, InfoWarrior.
Every little thing people do is so important because people get confused. They think, well, this is all about Obama getting reelected. They could care less about him. He's not the power structure. And so they're more than happy to see him destroyed. They'll just move forward. We must put the blame on the criminal elite, the ruling class.
Right, the ruling class, and how do we get to them? That's a good question. You've talked about trying to have indictments and have jury trials, et cetera, and that's definitely a way we need to go. But we need to have some political clout up there to initiate this. We've got to have judges.
Well, that's why they have the Bilderberg Group writers actually attacking me. It's very spooky, right? Because Ron Paul, because we call for grand juries to indict them. We're actually pointing at the real power structure, not their puppets, and they don't like that. I mean, folks, this is death-defying what we're doing.
Well, when we have, exactly, it's like we're on a high wire act is exactly right, and we've got 500 feet up and no net. That's what we're going into, so that's why we need every tightrope walker we can get, and we especially need Alex Jones / Ron Paul types in political office at every level, from dog catcher to senator to governor.
So our people are everywhere, not even as a majority yet, but to watch and to expose corruption. Everything you do is life and death now at this point.
It is, and I tell you, I'm thinking that we're swinging 10 to 20% of the vote. If we were organized enough to at least vote against incumbents in these elections, who knows how many people we could turn over. And in that big influx of new people, we're going to herd in quite a few Patriot candidates at all these different levels of candidacy all over the country. And that's it. Like you said, there's so many that are running everywhere. And in 2012, Lord willing, that we get that far, we're going to have even more. So,
well, Richard, I'm going to make this final point and then have you close out your statement. And I appreciate you being here. That I'd always seen it in the last 4 years as really scary that the elite were all moving out of the U.S. and they're even leaving Israel and even leaving England and moving to offshore armored islands. I kind of saw it as a negative, like they were going to destroy us, which they are. But that's kind of good because it looks like they're just trying to steal everything. And now they may realize they're going to finally get kicked out.
Well, it's looking like they're going to have to self-eject because they may not have any choice. And like you said, many of them, over the years, you said that many of them have already gotten their place in the Cayman Islands or wherever they go to. But the New World Order is definitely, it's global. It's global. So I don't know where they're going to go. I don't know where anybody's going to go because I've looked at it. I've looked at going to Central America and other countries.
Well, in their New World Order system, it's like a spider tying up its prey. We are tied up in the red tape. They're all exempt from it. So that's why they only care about that global police power, so they can rob nations one by one and kind of hopscotch around.
Well, but these guys that only have the multi-millions or maybe in the low billions, they're just not big enough. So they're going to end up being the victim of the spider in the web as well at some point. So they might as well join the fight and help fund what's going on here in the United States. The United States is definitely worth saving, and I'm not leaving anytime soon, that's for sure.
No, we've got to stand here. We've got to make our stand. There's nowhere to run. Richard Reeves, always great having you in. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I appreciate it. And we need some more leadership on the toll road fight, so come join in and get on.
God bless you.
But only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the head of the only serious national organization that is no compromise on the Second Amendment, Larry Pratt, is with us about 45 after. Then I'll jam in some phone calls and get into some of our top stories. But I wanted to talk about the Second Amendment situation with Larry Pratt from gunowners.org. But first, I wanted to throw this out there. A headline, suffer these criminals in Oakland, don't call the cops. And the police chief said, give us more funding or we won't respond to burglary, theft, embezzlement, grand theft auto, extortion, embezzlement by an employee, poisoning, administering poison to someone, vandalism. And it also says sabotaging power lines. I mean, I don't know if this was an alternate dimension or something, but that dovetails with a WKYC report and others we've been talking about where 112 deputies to 49 deputies in this Ohio county. But that deputy, that sheriff and judge there saying, buy guns, we can't protect you. And the 49 cops they're going to keep, one will be out there helping with calls. The rest are all bureaucracy and revenue generation. But out in Oakland, they're increasing anti-gun funding, wanting thumbprints to get ammo. It's just totally insane. But then we see Obama telling Senator Kyle a month ago in a meeting, and this is on record, that Senator Kyle spoken about it, that I'm going to keep the borders open for a crisis, as the SPP documents say, to get amnesty. So this is an act of treason. I had Arizona Sheriff on Babu, and he said it does. He said, I'm in the military. I can't really say it, but it does borderline treason to openly bring down your country. Obama's blocking the oil spill relief. The Supreme Court has ruled, yes, you can have a gun if you jump through 100 hoops. Chicago's saying $500, 5 hours testing, psychological testing. Can't have the gun outside your house. So I see this as a Supreme Court ruling. You've got a right to basically turn your guns in, but some say it has, at least some effect because it says you can't outright ban them all. So we'll talk about all that with Larry Brandt. But now we have CNN saying central banks start to abandon U.S. dollar. New York Times saying we're in a mega depression. So now they're not lying about that. But their answer is more government. And then I have the Financial Times of London, top Clinton official, only a terror attack can save Obama. That's what former top Clinton advisor and Obama advisor Robert Shapiro said. The bottom line is that Americans don't believe in their president Obama's leadership. Quote, he has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence, and short of a 9/11 event, or an Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he can do that. Amazing statement. So we're all in grave danger, ladies and gentlemen, right now. Larry Pratt, good to have you with us.
And good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Let's take it piece by piece. What is your view on all over the country, police saying all the money has to go to bankers, we're bankrupt, and we're not going to protect you anymore, but you can't have a gun to protect yourself?
Well, there's the rub. It's that can't have a gun anyway, even though we're not going to do our job. What it should be is a wake-up call for all of us that we can't depend on the police. Even if they're doing everything they possibly can and want to do, they're just not going to be enough of them ever to have a cop on your shoulder. You know, the bumper sticker says, I carry a gun because a cop is too heavy. And that's, I think, what comes out of all this. And we've got to push back on our employees who have the incredible view that they can tell us we can't have a gun to protect ourselves and tell them that either they get it figured out right or we're going to get somebody else in there.
But, I mean, what about the message that we're not going to respond to burglary, home invasions, we're not going to respond to people being poisoned when someone poisons them, we're not going to respond to extortion, we're not going to respond to sabotage. I mean, this is a green light to go absolutely ape in Oakland, California.
Well, you know, even in an anti-gun jurisdiction such as Chicago, it kind of surprised me, but the state several years ago, in fact, Obama voted on the wrong side of the measure. The state has a law that preempts what cities can do when someone uses a quote-unquote illegal gun, meaning it wasn't licensed, but of course you couldn't get a license for it anyway, and they use it in self-defense during a home invasion. The cities are prohibited from taking such an individual to court. And three times in the last couple of months, individuals have used handguns for self-defense. In at least one case, I know, they shot and killed the invader. Nothing could be done by the city. As bad as Daley wanted to bring charges, couldn't do it. And so that's one way to legislatively handle the problem, is just make it so that you can't touch us if we have done something in self-defense. And, of course, the better laws are those in Florida and Texas and some other states, the so-called castle doctrine, where your home is your castle, and they've taken the castle to mean anywhere you are. So if you're out in a parking lot and some thug is trying to rape you and you pull out a piece and blow him away, well, that was just his bad luck.
And it shows the mindset, though, of what we'd call liberal or communist jurisdictions. Did you see the case last week? I know you've been out of town, where the 82-year-old vet, the guy was robbing him, taking his trailer, trying to run over him, two illegal aliens. So he shot one of them, just wounding him. And then they let the illegals go, even though they pled guilty to stealing it, and they charged him with murder, not manslaughter, the old man with murder and life in prison because he defended himself. That sounds like something out of London.
Yes, it does. And I know that there's that temptation for some prosecutors, even in a state like Texas, where a situation a couple of years ago, the facts were a little different, but the thugs were running across from his neighbor's house across his property, and he blew him away. And, oh, they spent 6 months trying to figure out if they could get a bill from a grand jury on that. And they finally dropped the charges because the Texas law is so clear that you can use lethal force if you have any reason to think your life is in danger. When you've got a couple of thugs seeing you there with a shotgun cutting across your property, and a cop actually happened to see it and said, yeah, that's what happened, then, you know, that's the way it ought to be. And we'd reduce the criminal population a lot more quickly that way than having to endure years and years of appeals and trials and great cost and injustice, frankly. Justice delayed is justice denied.
Well, Larry, we know in Chicago and New York City they have the highest crime rates. The criminals all move there. It's a war zone every day. We know that common sense, but we know the globalists. We know Sarah Brady's on record saying we can't have a socialist America until we disarm the American people. We know for UNIDIR at the UN, they say the power monopoly of the state, everyone must be disarmed. State Senator Obama believed in total gun bans. The Attorney General believes in it. We know that they want our guns to enslave us. But the average moron who's scared of guns, who's domesticated, who was brought up by domesticated, gelded people, they're not really bad. They're just ignorant. And it's just like people who wouldn't let folks hunt wolves or coyotes or wildcats or alligators in, you know, places like major cities in Florida. Now they're killing people. They're killing dogs. They're right. Coming into yards. Now even the socialists are saying, yeah, somebody kill these alligators. Somebody kill these wildcats. They just killed my kid. You know, kids get killed every year because they like small prey in California. And now wildcats are all over L.A. trying to eat people. It's the same thing. They take the guns. Crime rates explode. And I've seen all the statistics. We're becoming a pro-gun nation again and rediscovering why it's so important. That's got to make these social globalists, these parasites, angry that either way you cut it, we are shifting the momentum against them.
You are correct. The polls have been over the decades showing a trend in the direction of the understanding and wanting to apply the Second Amendment. And this is something that is totally inconsistent with the socialist worldview. They assume that they take charge of all, at least important decisions in our lives. And for them, an important decision evidently is what kind of food we might be allowed to eat. I don't have anything to say in behalf of junk food, but if somebody wants to do that, well, less power to them. It's okay with me. It's not my job to tell somebody what to eat. So that's the mindset of these people. They are control freaks. And getting back to your earlier point, they might, as you say, be upset about an extra wildcat in the neighborhood, but they don't have a problem so much with criminals because criminals don't operate within their gated communities. They'll be safe almost all the time from the criminal element, and so it's an easy price for them to pay because they don't have to pay the price. The elite in England hasn't had to pay the price of the rising crime rate following the confiscation of virtually all the legal guns in the country. And even though crime has multiplied, literally multiplied, the rich and famous don't ever get to see that. It may be on television, but it's never something that affects them directly. So it's no big deal.
And they use our tax money to pay for government and private security. Larry, what about the realignment? Pro-establishment Republicans and Democrats are losing every major primary. This is a major political realignment, not in parties, but for liberty. The system is panicking. Obama is in free fall. And some of his top advisors are saying Obama needs another Oklahoma City or 9/11. That's pretty creepy to hear that. What do you think Obama and his people are going to do? They're not going to give up power easily.
It is a worrisome thought, and columnists are beginning to speculate that something like that might be in store. Obviously, he brought us a financial crisis thanks to years of incredibly stupid legislation, making banks give loans to people they knew couldn't pay them back. But it's pretty hard to get a financial crisis that's any worse than the one we're in. So indeed, the question would be, what's next? I think one thing we've seen a little foretaste is election thuggery, particularly at the general election, chasing away Republican voters with the new Black Panther Party.
Well, those are amazing tapes that are out there. Let's talk about Arizona when we get back and treason. I mean, Obama, I don't know if you've seen the Senator Kyle video. We can play it for you if you haven't. But he was saying he met with Obama. Obama said, I want the crisis down there. I want to get amnesty passed. I need that crisis. I mean, if that isn't an impeachable offense, I don't know what is. Larry Pratt's our guest. Stay with us.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z, Doug Casey, David McElhaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Larry Pratt with us about another 15 minutes, and I'm going to open the phones up specifically on the headline, top Clinton official, only a terror attack can save Obama, with the bizarre quote. The bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, said Shapiro, adding he has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence, and short of a 9/11 event or Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he could do that. Larry, I know I brought this up to you, but I really want to get your take on it specifically. That's out of the Financial Times of London. And the media is everywhere saying he's in free fall. Whereas he has 40% supporting him, only 13% total have confidence. I mean, this guy looks like he may be the most unpopular president in history.
He's working on it. I think he may get there. And I don't think he's incompetent. My take on this guy, and you and I have talked about it from even before he was elected, and I know I published a column before he was elected pointing out that he was a Marxist thug. Well, he, true to Saul Alinsky, the Rules for Radicals author who explained how to tear down a system and have it implode on itself by just overloading it with too much welfare, voter fraud, all kinds of financial crisis, you name it. The guy's working very hard to destroy, and he's working very fast at it, and he's done
a
pretty good
job. Well, they even admit that. I mean, if you're going to build the new socialist utopia, you've got to destroy the old house that was there. They want to destroy this country.
Absolutely. And there's just no question. That's not incompetence down in the Gulf of Mexico. That is a desire to get all those blankety-blank Republican voters. Payback time, baby. Now we'll teach you that you should be dependent rather than independent, rather than producers. You should be drones so that we can control you.
I agree with you. BP is the top globalist company that, with Al Gore and Enron, created the carbon tax. And Ron Paul agrees. He thinks it's very suspicious. And the way they're blocking any relief, I think they staged the whole thing.
Well, if they didn't stage it, true to Rahm Emanuel, you never let a good crisis go to waste. But, you know, Obama himself is in a crisis, and we should resolve not to let that crisis go to waste. We should take care of business, as we have been. You mentioned before we went to the break that at least most of the primaries have been going as we would hope they would. Sometimes we have too many conservatives dividing the vote, and a liberal gets through like Dan Coats in Indiana. But by and large, the results have really been very satisfactory. And if especially somebody like Jim DeMint is able to continue doing what he's doing, the Republican caucus in the Senate will have shifted to the right enough to tell Senator McConnell to stop playing patty cakes with the Democrats? I don't know. But it's certainly going to be more difficult for Senator McConnell because some of the people that are coming owe him nothing.
Let's shift gears to Arizona. Many have called it treason. I think it fits the definition of high treason, not just treason. We now have that Senator Kyle testimony that he was told they love the crisis, the kidnappings, the murder, the death, 80-plus miles denied to citizens into the state. And that they are going to sue. They're going to file multiple lawsuits against Arizona, but now all these other states are going to do the same thing Arizona's done. The Democrats are now in the Wall Street Journal begging Obama to back off. They say This has unified the population, really illustrated that these people want to destroy this country.
Maybe they don't remember the intensity, and almost literally the green smoke coming up from the Capitol Hill switchboards during the amnesty fight. That really got the country angry, and there were groups out there encouraging people to make calls, but there was also just a lot of spontaneous effort because people couldn't believe that we're going to allow not only to continue such lawbreaking as just walk into our country, la-di-da, and then have no regard for the danger it puts people in. The rancher four months ago that was murdered on his own land down on the border. And this was a guy known to have helped illegals that were in danger of dying of thirst. And yet no good deed goes unpunished. And that doesn't seem to bother Obama because, again, he lives in a gated community. It's called the White House. And you can't get close to him for anything. So he's no problem there. What border problem?
Well, we know they've
been
in a race. They know Mexico, and the State Department has been collapsing for 4 years. It's now officially a failed state. They had to merge us with Mexico and the SPP before it collapsed. Now they're behind schedule, and they're saying, get rid of the border, legalize everybody as Mexico collapses?
Well, the audacity of saying, well, we'll build the wall as soon as you agree to amnesty. Well, isn't that kind of like closing the door after the barn door after the horse got out? Please.
Well, that's like plugging a hole in the bottom of a ship after it's on the bottom.
Yeah. Exactly right. They think we're that stupid. We'll see.
Larry, I want to just briefly on the other side, then we'll let you go because I know you're busy, get any other key battles around the country and worldwide for the right to keep and bear arms and where the victim disarmament movement is, how they're regrouping against free humanity. Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America is our guest, gunowners.org. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. Larry Pratt is our guest. I'm going to open the phones up for quick comments on police all over the nation, governments holding people hostage, saying we won't respond to your house being broken into, you name it, if you don't let us raise your taxes. That's basically what's going on. The globalists get you dependent, then they hold you hostage. 1-800-259-9231. That's the subject I want to hear from you on. And Obama's advisors saying we need a terror attack so he can play the part of our big daddy and we can all worship this creature. We know Hitler staged terror attacks. We know that Stalin did it. We know they used crises. They don't like to let a good crisis go to waste. 800-259-9231. Finishing up with Larry Pratt. Larry, again, the pendulum's starting to swing, but the globalists are so well entrenched, people better intensify their actions. I want to get your view on that and give us just a quick state of the Second Amendment here in the Republic and some of the battles we're fighting.
Okay. Well, the first one is Elena Kagan. It is not the most likely battle that we might win, but we have a chance to beat her. It is possible that we either can get enough backbone in the Republicans to launch a filibuster. They would have the votes to kill it right there. But it's also possible this woman has committed perjury. On two occasions when she was testifying under oath, she said she would proceed according to a certain course of action, and she absolutely reversed course once she was in. I hope folks would go to gunowners.org. We've got alerts there that deal with this, telling the senators, you better not even go for this gal. She's an enemy of freedom. And we're going to be hitting them, hopefully, very soon with some information on her, the actual lies that we've caught her in. And I think on two occasions we can actually make the case that she committed.
They're voting for confirmation next week on the 20th. I guess that's...
That's what it's scheduled, yes.
That's Tuesday. So, and I know you've done the research, but can you give us a little idea of what the particular perjury is?
One, just give you one for example. She was testifying under oath when she was up for Solicitor General, her present job. She was asked if she were going to pursue anything against DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act. And she said, no, I'm not interested in going there. Almost the first thing she did when she got in was to turn around and start whacking away in the courts on that issue. So it seems to me that she's got herself in pretty deep, and she didn't subject herself well to the light of day. So I'm hopeful that we're going to push back hard enough that some of these guys are going to, maybe this is going to be Obama's Harriet Myers, the hapless nominee that Bush put forward that was finally slapped down. Another thing that's going and could be very encouraging for the elections, and it would re-energize discussion of socialized medicine, which the Republicans have not apparently wanted to do, and that's not a good thing. There's a discharge petition on Representative Steve King's measure that would just flat out repeal Obamacare. Now, it's not likely and Obama's going to sign it, but we need to get the members of Congress on record, and whether they even get to a vote, the fact is that while we work to the majority that must sign to force the vote, that signing list itself will be like a recorded vote. One more thing that we can hold over them. You mean after all the things that came out after the passage of the bill about what a corrupt and rotten piece of socialism it is, you still wouldn't vote against it? So I think that's a pretty powerful issue. And secondly, I hope people will kind of keep an eye on our colleagues at the NRA, redstate.com, a very widely read blog. Yesterday had a column by Eric Erickson on how the NRA actually tried to stop Senator Coburn's measure from succeeding. Happily, he withstood their efforts, and it is now law that the Reagan-era gun ban of guns in national parks has been overturned, but they didn't want it to go forward.
Well, what about the Wall Street Journal a month ago ran the headline that the NRA sided with the House that's passed the bill to restrict political speech about how congressmen have voted?
That had people's jaw dropping here in Washington, and they're still taking heat for it. And actually, we may bottle that up in the Senate. That's another thing folks can go to gunowners.org for. We've got another alert that deals with that.
I forget the name of that bill. What's it called?
Disclose. It's an acronym for something about the light of day on disclosure in politics. It's just a way of harassing members of organizations, of an attempt to get the names.
They're now, the Federal Elections Commission had Ron Paul on a week and a half ago. They're now investigating Campaign for Liberty with a fine-tooth comb, telling them you're not allowed to send out emails on how people voted.
that's
in America,
incredible.
We can't say how somebody voted?
What they're mad because he had a way of starting up an organization from his presidential drive, and Campaign for Liberty is going great guns, and that has them very upset. It's a new kid on the block, and I guess they'd like to strangle it in its crib, but that isn't going to happen.
Well, as you know, it's a key catalyst to get more patriot, pro-Constitution candidates in, when every time they run, they win if they've got backing.
Absolutely. It's been a very successful year for that segment of the political spectrum. They've been doing an excellent job. The Tea Party is reflective of that work as well, and it's brought in additional people. And the fact that there are lots of new people involved tells you something. When in a very liberal district out in California, Representative Harmon, Brad Sherman, when the people at a town hall meeting erupted in disbelief and catcalls when he said he wasn't aware of the thuggery of the new Black Panther Party during the elections up in Philadelphia in 2008, the people just shut the meeting down. And the guy said, well, I didn't see anything about it in the media that I read. Well, that's just the problem, pal. You're in your own dream world, and the rest of us aren't in that socialist cocoon.
Well, that's right. Less and less people watch it. CNN, MSNBC are in free fall. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm not one of the, you know, even top, well, some ways you look at number one internet show, top 15 conservatively at talk radio. But still, that's not that, you know, big for being on stations. But the issue is, I can look at our affiliated stations and just the stations that subscribe to Arbitron and our numbers. I have more listeners and viewers conservatively in my 3 hours than CNN's top-rated show. There's still the prestige of Larry King having a million viewers, but, I mean, I have close to 300,000 podcast listeners a day. Our affiliates now have over 400,000 listeners for every 15 minutes. That's the big, Cume number that the ad agencies have. Mm-hmm. And if I've got over a million people every day, more than 2 million total a week, because, you know, you have regulars that come in, but the stragglers, it's about 2 million a week and growing. I mean, Larry King Live is a joke. I mean, that's why he's retiring. I mean, it's over for these
Correct.
People. No one is listening to them.
Correct. Their numbers are in free fall. Every time I see something about that, it's clear that people are either not getting any information at all, but more likely they're going to all of these alternate sources that are available. I don't get a daily paper delivered to my house anymore. Why should I? You have so many ways of getting information, and the information that I'm looking for wouldn't have been in the daily paper.
Well, that brings me to my next to last question. Here are the two questions quickly, because I know you're busy. Number one, Chicago. How do you analyze that ruling and the hoops that Chicago wants people to jump through? Do you think that'll be challenged? Quick statement on that, sir. And then finally, they're openly announcing they want to censor the web and talk radio now. Mm-hmm. That's just proving to people what thugs they are.
Exactly. Well, I think in case of Chicago, they're going to get away with this until they are challenged. And there's the possibility that if the second Heller case, which is now before the D.C. Court of Appeals, is successful, and if it's lawyered in the proper way so that it's a broad enough suit and a broad enough decision, it would not only bring down the D.C. licensing law, which I think is quite likely based on what Judge Scalia said in the first Heller decision, but it could then, if it's broad enough, instead of just a narrow thing like these first two Heller and McDonald decisions have been, it could bring down Chicago as well. I'm sorry, the second point that you wanted to address?
No, just finally, the open announcements that they want to tax and control the Internet.
I think that you're correct. That has shown people that if they can't win the argument, they're going to try to put a gag in our mouth. That's what McCain-Feingold was all about. That's what the Disclose Act is all about. And if they can come up with this, and they're already starting in a few markets to set up these Soviets. They call them stakeholder councils, but the word council is Soviet in Russian. And these Soviets would be designed to file a liberal complaint against any station that's carrying your show or any of the other talkers, and make it so that they have so much in a file at the time for renewal that they might not get their renewal. So stations, knowing that, would then start figuring out, well, what kind of pablum can I offset so I don't have the expense of fighting these fights?
And instead of stations buckling to that, they need to get more aggressive and defend the First Amendment. You cannot pacify these hooligans. I mean, this is
Correct.
Real authoritarianism. These people aren't playing games.
Correct. That is exactly the right thing to do. We need to make sure that If they want to do thuggery at the polls, it'll be dealt with in a proper fashion. We got to be organized for that, and it goes back to the point you made earlier. We've got to double down and intensify our efforts, and we've all got to get involved as poll watchers and people that are right there on the scene. So when stuff starts to happen, you know, in Chicago, the Republican poll watcher is usually a Democrat anyway, so he's not going to pick up his cell phone and call the cops. We've got to be there to do those kinds of things.
Absolutely. And instead of having one video of people intimidating voters, we'll have hundreds as we know what's going on. Larry Pratt, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Been great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Always wonderful. Gunowners.org, folks. Go sign up there for free email alerts or become a member or become a lifetime member. Okay, I'm going to jam in some phone calls here. We have a key video. I don't know the title of it yet, but it's going to deal with the engineered collapse of the country. And the fact that the police are saying we're not going to protect you, that's going up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com within 2 hours. We need this video to go mega viral so people understand the economic implosion is by design. I'm asking you for your help on that. And the story by Paul Watson, top Clinton official, only a terror attack can save Obama. He's writing another article right now that's going to go along with Aaron Dykes's video that we're editing. We shot it last night. He's working on it this morning. That's going up because people need to put the pieces together. They know something's wrong. They don't know specifically what it is. We do. I mean, the battle's on. And coming up in the next hour, I'm going to detail all of this with key information, most important information I've ever covered here on air. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in New York. Matt, thanks for holding.
Alex, Matt from Mobilize the People in New York. By the way, we just added videos of your broadcast on mobilizethepeople.com to get the message out. You and Larry are absolutely correct in your assessment of the treasonous behavior by the president and other officials. The bottom line is they need to be held accountable by the people, which speaks to the larger point you had earlier of accelerating the freedom movement. We need to be able to reach new people. The future of this movement, the freedom movement, depends upon the need to change the language of the debate in a way we can communicate our message so we can reach these new people. You know, the idea of people having to get involved to promote and sustain freedom is new and scary. It's a scary concept for a lot of people. Most people are just used to sitting on their butts and not doing anything. And now, you know, the proposed with getting up and doing something and fighting for your belief in freedom is a scary concept, which paralyzes a lot of people.
Well, here's an analogy. If you went to Yellowstone Park now in the rural areas, you know, the uninhabited areas, some of the more remote areas, where they've introduced hundreds of vicious timber wolves, and you went out and poured pig blood all over yourself and tied yourself down, they would come and eat you. It's the same thing with tyrants. If we just sit there watching our TV sets and sucking our thumbs and doing nothing and not being involved, we will be overrun. We will be oppressed. There is no you know, option here, and I appreciate your call, Matt. Mary in Texas. Mary, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex. I work with Richard Reeves on the toll road. I want to encourage everybody to go to TERFTexas.org. Because they are stealing from the pension funds. We're trying to stop that in the legislature. They need to go down the legislature and work on that and try to get that stopped. The toll roads are going to be used to finance the Trans-Texas Corridor. The Trans-Texas Corridor is just a corridor that goes up from China, if you can imagine this, from China to the deep water ports in Mexico. Up through the, just to gut our
yes,
country.
Yes, ma'am. Mary, you notice I let Matt go really quick. And now I'm talking to you because I opened the phones up and I said, what do you, because I want to focus people on this. And I did cover toll roads last hour, and I made a film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that covers the NAPTA superhighways and the Trans-Texas Corridor. And you're absolutely right. And we did cover that last hour. What I wanted to hear from you on, that's why we opened the phones up, is I want to hear from you about Obama's advisors saying they need a staged terror attack and the police saying they're not going to protect you. They're going to let society totally collapse. Now, Larry Pratt agreed that's the scenario. And I want to hear from you, Mary. I want your perspective. What do you think about those issues?
Well, let me try to explain this to you. The big Trans-Texas Corridor is being built to carry big, heavy army equipment. What do you think of that? And when they have the toll roads, they're going to shut those roads down when they want.
Oh, well, you're right. I mean, no, they built the Mary, I know all about the toll roads. Yes, I made a film about it. It's called Endgame. It's a large part of the three-hour film. And, yes, I know they built the highway system for the military. The Eisenhower administration started it. and so they can land large jets on it. And yes, we don't need a big road into Mexico, Mary. I guess another day when we're on that subject, that's fine. Jason in California, do you care about the issues I raised?
Hello, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So about a month ago, I was on my way home. I went out and had a drink with a friend of mine. And I wasn't drunk or anything, really. I had just a couple beers. And on my way home on the highway, the 101 North up here in Northern California, I was attacked by a hitchhiker. And so I called 911. I mean, this guy was
yelling.
Why did
you stop for a hitchhiker?
I didn't stop. He stepped in the path of the bike lane, forcing me to veer into the middle of the highway.
Oh, yeah, they do that.
And so I called because in good conscience I couldn't pretty much just let this crazy guy just stand on the side of the freeway who is.
Well, no, that's the message. Aggressive. That's the message, and that's the point I wanted to make today. When you call the cops, especially in these corrupt cities, they end up taking you to jail. They don't want you calling them.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened. I was pretty much incarcerated temporarily, 5 days deprived of freedom because they said I had a concealed weapon. It was a sheathed knife clearly hanging on my right side. The officer pretty much turned around, and I'm sure the crazy hitchhiker got scared away by the lights pretty much. And so this little tyrant pretty much flipped out once I...
So let's be clear. You're on a bicycle. You got a knife to protect yourself. California is collapsing like Mexico. It's going the exact same direction. And you went to jail for having a knife, and he claimed you couldn't drink a couple beers and ride your bicycle.
Yeah, he spins around behind me, throws me up into a street sign, and then puts me on the hood of his cruiser, has his partner show up, points a taser at my head the whole time, calling them by their names. And I'm like, look, what's going on? What are you going to do about the guy that attacked me? Why are you doing this? They don't answer anything. Pretty much frantically strip my belt off. Drag me off and hold me for like $25,000 ransom.
Well,
and then they tried
to. I'm not saying what they did was wrong, but a lot of times they get confused. They hear there's a hitchhiker. They probably thought you were the hitchhiker. I appreciate your call. That's a terrible story. Folks, only once or twice a week do I say, hey, I want to talk about these subjects, and nobody ever does it, so I just won't take calls, I guess.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at WindBluePower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Two top stories up at GCNlive.com. Top Clinton official, only a terror attack and save Obama. I'm covering that coming up in the next hour. You can also listen on the streams at Infowars.com. CNN Sanchez says dead Americans good for war against manufactured terror. It's such important information, ladies and gentlemen, at GCNlive.com. I'm going to jam in a few more of your phone calls. But first, I wanted to tell people about Acolablue.com, atmospheric water generators. It just looks like a water bottle system without the water bottle on top. Great little computerized system. Grabs the water out of the air, 7.5 gallons with their smallest unit. It's the best, cleanest drinking water you can get, period. Acolablue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com, Acolablue.com, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. Check it out, a whole new way to get the purest water available, Acolablue.com. Okay, I'll take a few more calls, and I love your calls. It's usually wide open phones. A lot of stations and networks don't do that and shows, but I do want to get your take on Obama and free fall and the fact that I'm pointing out that they want an engineered depression here and how serious this is and what are we going to do about it. And they're saying they want to stage terror attack. I mean, this is big news. Let's talk to Brandon in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you today?
Pretty good, sir.
Good. First of all, I don't want to waste your time. I just want to thank you for all you do. I haven't had a chance to call in, but thank you, sir. You are truly doing a great deed for
thank you, Brandon, but I'm not doing a great deed. I'm trying to survive. I mean, this is tyranny coming in on us. This is what everybody's got to do. But I appreciate you. What do you think of this White House advisor saying Obama needs an Oklahoma City bombing? You know, I've been saying they're going to do that and blame it on us. I've been seeing the preparations.
Yeah, exactly. These things have been coming for not only months now, years now. They've been coming in America. They've been coming right at us. The telltale signs of tyranny happened right in front of us, and we've just been ignoring them. I mean, obviously, you haven't or I haven't, but the majority, you know, like you said, everybody's been distracted with LeBron or American Idol. They're not, everything is right in front of them.
Well, it's, you know, like ignoring a cockroach problem when there's two or three, and a year later there's 500.
Mm-hmm. You see in Oceania, in George Orwell, you see rocket bombs coming into London every day to keep the polls in check, you know, to constantly keep them afraid and to depend on the government.
And Winston Smith figures out the government's doing it.
Exactly. And you know, it's the same thing here. You know, not only Nazi Germany and Stalin, you know, their false flag terror attacks, we have them here, you know, 9/11, you know, what happens next? Oh, we go into Iraq, we have this, then you have BP, what do you have? Oh, you have a new carbon tax and all this that I'm sure will come through Congress in the next couple months. You know, I don't understand why we're the crazy ones. Obviously, they want us to look like that, but nobody else.
Well, they just keep saying that to ignore, you know, what you're saying, but it doesn't work anymore. Brandon, great call. Chris in Maryland, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I was just thinking, I'm going to stay on topic because I know I don't want to agitate you today, and that's not what I'm here for. But it reminds me of what happened during Bush. His ratings would fall. They would stage something, oh, we caught a terrorist here, or we caught a terrorist there, then his ratings would go back up. It was like a seesaw the whole entire time.
And Ridge came out in his book last year, the head of Homeland Security, and said they were staging that, and the terror alerts were fake. What an incredible admission.
Exactly. And then the sick thing is like you say, they openly admit this garbage. It's absolutely sick. It's sadistic, it's satanic, it's evil. I can't even describe it in the true terms. But Eric Holder even said that in terms of that police thing that you were talking about in Oakland, that they will not stop black people from attacking white people and committing crimes.
Well, it's just total implosion. It's like this billboard saying National Socialist, Communist Socialist, Marxist Socialist, Democratic Socialist. We know what this change is. But Obama will go. He won't be there soon. But the tyranny will stay there. We've got to start removing the tyranny, not just the puppets. And so everybody puts up a billboard, starts a newsletter, calls into talk radio. The power of what you're doing is incredible. And I couldn't do it without my sponsors, the affiliates, the Genesis Network, my crew, everybody. God bless you. We couldn't do this without you. Vital info coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.